okay, the situation in Taiwan. Let's see if I can make this really quick. Nothing's happening in Taiwan. Now, a few schools are closing, at least indefinitely, not necessarily permanently for the year. But it all relates to they have a shutdown procedure in Taiwan. One student gets sick, that student's class and or classes, elementary school, junior high, high school, college, whatever, that student's classes are all canceled. Everyone that student's in a classroom with stays home 2 weeks, manual quarantine, $30,000 fine. What is it? Yeah, I think it's $100,000 fine. I think it comes out to, $1 million fine. It comes up to about $30,000. If you leave your house while you're supposed to be under quarantine. One student gets sick, they cancel the student's classes or class. Two students at a school get sick, the whole school closes. They're all ordered to stay home and their families. It's very, very factioned. And it grows very quickly. And so the society keeps functioning, and then they're quarantined for 2 weeks. If you have no symptoms, you're okay. You're done. And then life resumes, goes back to normal. Now, foreigners, aka non-citizens. See, when you're dealing with Asian countries, Chinese, Taiwanese, foreigner typically means Westerner, white people. Yeah, I'm in Taiwan and you know, there's a Vietnamese and then there's a foreigner. I'm like, well, the Vietnamese is a foreigner. And the Taiwanese stop and think about it, because, you know, the Taiwanese really don't understand the rest of the world very well. They're very hobbit-like. Taiwan is like the Shire. They really, I mean, you know, the local, you know, whatever, the local tree that everyone in Taiwan comes to visit is just as famous as the pyramids. And, you know, that's their little world. It's really adorable and funny. It's frustrating at times and absolutely endearing if you're patient. And me, I don't have to be patient. I just love the Taiwanese. They're so adorable when they think that these little things that nobody's heard about are world famous. So there, you know, the Taiwanese think a foreigner, they say foreigner, the word for Waiguoren, foreigner, equates to white people. They talk to me and they're like a foreigner. I'm like, well, do you mean Taiguo? Nishan Taiguo ma? You know, are you thinking about people from Thailand? Or are you thinking about Japanese? They're foreigners. And they go, oh, and they never thought about it before. So as much as America faced xenophobia and or ignorance about other countries, Taiwanese do. So now, instead of me being the American that was lectured to 20 years ago about how we don't know the world, I'm the one doing the lecturing in Taiwan. Of course, I don't do it hatefully or with any superiority complex. I'm just talking to them about it. Well, anyhow, any foreigner, literal sense of the term, someone from another country, Japanese, doesn't matter. Finally, yay, we got that figured out. Any foreigner entering Taiwan is under mandatory quarantine for 2 weeks, and the Taiwan government, they give them this really nice little apartment thing to stay in, desk, bed, everything, food, and they pay them $30 a day in cash, which is all right in Taiwan. That's okay standard of living. Taiwanese were a little bit upset about that. Some Taiwanese friends, why do they get all this money? I said, well, $30 a day for a Westerner isn't much. One, two, foreigners in Taiwan have to spend a whole bunch of money just to exist in Taiwan. If they don't get some type of income, they end up living homeless on the street. They have to have money that keeps coming in. And the Taiwan government understands this. And my Taiwanese friends, I had to kind of argue with them politely a little bit to wrestle through that issue. But I'm like, you know, they just, we all don't understand each other. We all have trouble understanding each other. And we need to. And that's why people ask, why did you go to Taiwan? I want to understand others. Americans, you know, the whole world for that matter. But me as an American, I'm thinking the burden is for America. We don't understand other people. And I don't like that very much. So I want to understand people. So that's why I'm here. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm helping other people understand. Okay. Well, Taiwan has this system of lockdown. Foreigners coming in are under quarantine. Taiwanese have to go to their own homes 2 weeks. classes shut down. So some things are slowly shutting down. But still, as of yesterday, it was just under 300. It was like 298. We probably broke over 300 today, but almost all those new cases are people coming in from outside the country. All right. Taiwan has this massively under control. And, you know, there's a lot of trouble, you know, with China not wanting Taiwan in the World Health Organization. Those are big news items. And pretty much what you read in the paper is how the Chinese, or how the, excuse me, I'm tired. I know I said that and I misspoke. Pretty much how you read it in the newspapers is how the Taiwanese feel about the Chinese pushing the Taiwanese out. And it's not only the Chinese people, but it includes the Chinese people. Chinese college students are stalked by government hawks from China's government that follow them to their college campuses and live nearby and go spy on them. And the Chinese college students in other countries, America, Australia, Europe, they know this. And those students go and bully Hong Kong and bully Taiwan and shout Chinese communist propaganda as students at these foreign universities. And the foreign universities are kind of getting sick of it. But they're cooperating with the Chinese government spies that probably lie on their visas for the purpose of being in the country, who follow them and hawk them and keep them in line. Yeah, they've got secret communist shepherds from 1984 Orwell's Ministry of Truth to spy on them as college students in other countries to make sure that they keep spreading communist propaganda. It's really sad and sick, but they are willful participants. So it's China's government, but it's also the people that are willing to give in. And, you know, that's going around, and that's keeping Taiwan, safest country in the world with this, outside of the World Health Organization. The safest country who has it most well handled, they're not allowed in the World Health Organization to tell the world how to handle it. Because the world health officials are from countries, and interestingly, it looks like those countries are owned by China's deep pockets. So I'm not going to go into that too much. The stories in the news all pretty much explain it. The word on the ground in Taiwan is pretty much what those stories will tell it as. But no, I'm in Taiwan. We're safe and sound. Even in my area, Taiwanese are starting to get irritated with this mask panic, thinking that it's like a false alarm. So we could see a surge in Taiwan with people getting weary of wearing masks when no one around them is getting sick. We could see that develop. But like I say, I've got a theory that everybody already has it. And so, you know, if there is a sudden surge, this will all be over quickly. Mark my words. This will all be over quickly. And the people, the virus will pass quickly, and the people who gave into fear and totally banked on it being the end of the world are going to be on the other side of loss. But the people who went to work and invested time, money, and prepared for the world to continue on will be ahead of where they were before all this started. Those who are calm will carry on better than before. And those who had healthy immune systems, even older people, they will be fine. So let's pray for the elderly. Let's pray for the elderly. We need to do that. Other than that, everything's going to be fine. Mark my words. See you next week.